This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Among the companies reporting earnings next week, Ford and Tesla. 2020 had been, before, expected to be a solid year for vehicle sales. Maybe back in January, the thinking was 17 million cars and trucks sold. Now, closer to 13 million for the year. Of course, that's a guess, because just like the rest of this economy, car makers and car dealers are waiting to see whether people rush out to buy cars when things get back to some semblance of normal. Marketplace's Jack Stewart is on that.
When it comes to car shopping, like most of the economy, researchers are working hard to get some early insight into consumer behavior.
Our study says that sales are certainly delayed, but not lost entirely.
Madison Gross is the director of consumer insights at Car Gurus. Its survey of prospective car shoppers shows 79% of buyers are waiting, but still willing to buy. And there could be a bump in car sales, as over a third of people surveyed said they'll decrease public transit and rideshare use.
I think it's a really interesting dynamic that could potentially drive new demand that wouldn't have been there otherwise.
April will be the first full month where the vast majority of the U.S. population has been under movement restrictions. Eric Lyman, the chief industry analyst at TrueCar, says its preview of sales for the month shows a 50% drop, which is less than expected.
It did surprise us. So we looked at some sales performance globally, especially in China, where the decline in sales in the lockdown was about 80%.
He says part of the reason might be attractive deals from some automakers, like 7-year interest-free loans and deferred payments. Some people looking for a cheaper car will turn to used vehicles. New research suggests they may find a bargain, says Ivan Drury, senior manager of insights at Edmunds.
There will be this flood of off-lease inventory, and it'll be relatively new cars.
Good news for shoppers, but less welcome for anyone hoping to get a good trade-in price on their old car. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.